Stay connected.
Sign up for our newsletter.
Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
Hey, I am your host. I am here. Oh, my gosh, what a week this is. We're just the week before Thanksgiving, and we've got a lot to be thankful for. You're listening to Waking Up in America's Our American Cafe, dynamic radio dialogues on life today in America. And you know, boy, oh, boy, is life dynamic in America. We'll talk more about that. We want to thank our sponsors, Emergency Management Solutions, also known as EMS Global One, Sir Jason Winterty, Tad Patterson, and Protandon. C.W. Wright is our producer and co-host, and I thank you, C.W. I've got him running around making phone calls. Have you gotten back yet? Oh, he will shortly, I'm sure. Join peace torchbearers all over the world as we're singing humans gathering to actually light the torch for freedom and awareness and celebrate the vibrancy of our 2,000-year-old flame, Sidious Altius Fortius, swifter, higher, stronger. You know, I normally put in the Republic rocks here, and the Republic is not rocking right now. The Republic is under a restrictive control. One of the gentlemen that was leading our movement said, it is though we are in Valley Forge, and we are in Valley Forge. Every place I go, people are hungry. I myself have ended up in the food banks. People that had a lot of wealth are borrowing from each other, and people are reaching out and taking care of each other all over the country because of the restrictions of the corporation and what's been happening over the last 100 years, and now it's come to a culmination here. So this is a very important show today because what's happening is that members of the Republic, people that have been members of the Republic, are being told that they need to resign or they face jail terms, okay? And I'm not going to go into all the details about that, but what I'm going to let you know, I think it's much more powerful for us to join our fellow Americans, and I call it doing the Gandhi. And doing the Gandhi, many of you have maybe seen the movie with Ben Kingsley about Gandhi's life. I actually have had the privilege of interviewing Arun Gandhi on Waking Up in America many years ago. And a couple of things stuck with me when we had that conversation. And one of the things that stuck with me is that Arun and his grandfather both meditate a lot. And until recently, I had been fretting about what was happening in America and watching my friends be threatened and feeling afraid of a knock on the door myself. It kind of reminds you of another time. Well, I personally have been to India, and I traveled all over India, and I saw the good things, actually, that the British had bought. They rebuilt a lot of the buildings, and they did a lot of very cool stuff, but they kind of took India as theirs, and it wasn't. And the Indians decided they didn't want to use guns and rifles. They decided that what they wanted to do was be peaceful and to march forward into the future. And under Gandhi's leadership, India is a free nation. It's one of the freest nations in the world in many ways, though poverty and things of that nature still plague India. India is, it's inspiring, actually, to watch what the Indians have created for themselves, and they have some of the vestiges of other countries that have been dominated. The Indians don't have that domination because they know how to unify and they know how to hold hands and walk across America. And I myself was an Olympic torchbearer, which was the Olympic flame that toured America. And I myself was part of a project called Hands Across America. I don't know if you guys remember that or not. It was back in the 80s. And we literally, Americans held hands from coast to coast. And what we need to remember is that we are American, and right now we don't need to be labeled as rabble-rousers, because we're not, okay? There are, of course, always people that feel a need to rabble-rouse when they're frightened, and that's not the issue here. The issue here is that Americans need to unify and educate themselves, and CW will, Randy and I will be talking more about that later, but we have been, it has been suggested, and many of us in the Republic have already done this, that we resign from the Republic formally of the United States of America, and that we're asked not to re-sign up. This has implications all over the world. In that not signing up, please know that we actually grow stronger. News reports tell us that there are over 200,000 patriots at this time. They think there may even be more, because we're not the, we weren't the only ones concerned, and we weren't the only ones in action. So what you want to do is you want to notice around and see whose hand you can grab, because that hand is part of the unification. And they didn't stop India. And believe me, the time has come for the corporation to surrender and to let go of all of the stuff they're trying to juice us and milk us out of with their penalties and fines and threats and restrictions and things of that nature. You know what I'm talking about, and you know what it is in your particular situation. People that have been tasered for not having paid their traffic tickets. They're just, the list of things are outrageous. And inside of this very corrupt system, there are a lot of really excellent men and women that just need a hand to hold on to so that they can pull themselves out. We're slipping into the quicksand, folks, and we don't have to. Not if we put together a daisy chain of strong and caring and loving human beings. And guess what makes the whole machine work? Higher power. That is what's been taken away. That's what you've been shielded from. That's what's been denied you. This whole idea that God is the thing that's taking you down. Ever gone firewalking? The secret of firewalking is that you actually look up. That's one of the secrets. There's a few more. I used to take my clients firewalking all the time, and they were different human beings when they came out. Right now, we're doing a firewalk. If you look down and see your feet burning, you die. If you look up and you see heaven or God, or you look into your vision, because vision is actually stored in the top. As your eyes look up, you access vision. We have been so burdened, so weighed down, so struggling to feed ourselves. People that were millionaires aren't anymore. I'm in a farmhouse in the Sacramento countryside. It's here because family united to keep it here. The pressures that have been put on people, this job lies about how all these people are working. Yeah, they used to work at $60,000 a year or $100,000 a year, and now they're working for whatever minimum wage in your state is. So just understand that if we do the Gandhi, if we meditate, and by the way, Gandhi said he used to meditate 8 hours a day, and people said, how can you afford to do that? He said, because I have so much to do. When you meditate, you actually call on your spiritual friends and your unification. So I want you to, if you're in the Republic, I want you to resign immediately from the Republic, and I want you to put your hands and your heart, and I want you to look up into vision. I want you to reach your hand out. I want you to grab a hold of somebody's hand. They're your friends. They're your neighbors. I want you to educate yourself. Tad Patterson has, you have the right on our website. He teaches you how to educate yourself. All the laws that you need to protect already exist in the common law. It isn't about breaking any law. It's about becoming and being awake about what an American is. An American has something very interested in it. It actually has the words, I can. So Americans, you can. You really can. You can do all of this. You've got to forget what all of this other stuff is about the latest stereo set or the best car. Doesn't mean you can't have them. It means that you got to look higher than that, and you got to reach higher. You got to reach to the right and the left, the front and the back, and you've got to let people take hold and help you out here. And for those of you who are in the humanitarian project, you need to be resigned by Monday. I put together a phrase, which is retire and inspire. Your job is to go out into your communities locally and to inspire people right and left to the fact that they have rights, and those rights have had poo-poo doo-doo on them so you can't find them. Get a broom, find them, because your rights already exist. Your forefathers and your foremothers put them there for you, and now they become part of an archaeological dig of which you can dig it out. So, hey, that's what I have to say to begin out this morning. And C.W. Wright and Randy Shannon, go for it. Either one of you, let them know where you are.
You know, I can't honestly sit here and say that I agree with what you're saying or disagree, but I would like to state this. You know, a lot of people talk about all the different problems that the United States is going through, or the people, or we the people are going through, how the rights have been taken away. It is my personal opinion, all we have to do to get to the bottom of this and start building our education of who we are is get back to the Act of 1871, repeal that act,
oh,
and
I like
build
that.
From there.
The Act of 1871 is the act that gave the corporation its rights.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And in that, and with that corporation, the organic version of the Constitution was instantly dissipated at that moment. And what took place is not we the people no longer mattered. It was the interest from foreign entities that took the place of we the people. This must be corrected. Until it is, we're going to continue to have problems, because our authorities, as we know them, no matter what we feel, how we feel about them, who they are, what they are, we like, dislike, doesn't matter. They are puppets. And until we have people in this great nation leading this great nation with the interest of this great people, this great nation, we're going to continue to have these problems. People are searching for ways to get back to that. That's why I'm saying, well, let's go back to the beginning. And people say, well, let's go all the way back to the founding fathers. Well, we can do that.
We don't
That's
have
a good
to.
Place to start. But you really don't need to. If you understand what took place in history that got us here, it was truly the Civil War, and more importantly, that Act of 1871 that took place that formed the corporation known as the United States.
So, Randy, what do you have to say about all this? And by the way, is retired Senator Ringshop here?
No, ma'am.
Darn,
she
called me.
She's trying to get here. She's trying to get here.
Get there. Why don't you, Randy, tell us what's going on for you.
Okay, well, you know, it's pretty amazing that this is all coming around. You know, when I ended my run for state senate, this was the biggest thing that I was bringing to the people's attention, is that, look, we don't have a government, we have a corporation. And I took so much heat. Now, I had a lot of people that were like, oh, thank you, somebody at least is screaming it from the rooftops, what we've known for a long time. And the system that we have right now is not fixable. It has to be, it has to crumble, or it has to be ended.
Repealed.
How? I don't have that answer, but...
I like repealed.
Repealed?
Well,
I mean, repealed, I love what CW said.
1871 that allows them to do all of this.
That's it, and none of us want this. And then there's, I don't know if you all heard of the Red Amendment or L.B. Bork. I mean, there's him that says it goes way further, and I think the evils do. In fact, I know they do. But the bottom line is this. All the world wants is just their freedom, their God-given, unalienable rights. These are our God-given birthrights. And we just want that back. We want the free energies. We want the health remedies. God gave us every plant to cure every ail on this earth, and this government is suppressing it. Who are they? Why do they have this right? They don't.
An illegal corporation.
That's right. It's a corporation, and they're going to run it to their best interest for them and their dollars, their bottom line. And we're seeing that. And all the race was for president of the de facto was two guys running to be the CEO. May the best man win. And I guess, you know, through cheating and fraud, no matter what, it was going to be one of their men. So this
Randy,
is, these were, this
see
is
the
why
election returns that came out 2 weeks early and predicted the winner at exactly
yeah.
the same percentages that Obama, quotes, won by. I put quotes around that.
I kept that picture. I have it on my computer. I'll have to pull it back up. But I do remember seeing it because it went around the web because the news station accidentally flashed the numbers up 2 weeks in advance. Well, that tells you. This was a setup from the word go. You know, all the people, all the rallies I went to for Ron Paul, we way outnumbered anything that Romney got or Obama got. And when people were starting to, you know, protest Obama, what did he do? He passed legislation. You can only stand so many feet. You know, so they bend it every which way for them. So we got to get rid of this corporation. It's got to go.
Okay.
And I love what the nation is doing.
Randy, you just mentioned he passed legislation. Was there legislation passed, or was that an executive order?
I believe it was executive order. Where you can only be so many feet in front around him for protest, holding up signs,
etc. You know why that was? Because that kid got in and did that funny sign beside him, and he was telling him how great he was, okay? And he was shaking hands with him, and then you see the picture, and I can't remember if what sign it was, but it was not, let's say it was not complimentary.
Well, I know that came out. Obama had made a visit to Iowa, and he had that executive order come out right before he got there. It was like the day of or the day before. And because, you know, there was a huge Ron Paul swell. Why a huge Ron Paul swell? Because people want freedom. They want to live free. That's it.
They do. I would like to take a step back to the Act of 1871 real quick. And what I'm about to say, I'm not trying to justify or support it, but it's important to understand how it came about. And it's what has led us today. That act was put together because the financial dire straits left this great country by the Civil War. And so there were foreign interests that were either solicited or stood up and was willing to help out, but they were looking for something in return. Hence, a corporation. That way they can consolidate the debt. The people that run the corporation control the debt. When you control the debt, you control the money supply. When you control the money supply, you control everybody else. And if you don't believe that, just stop and look at your lives today, everybody. We have credit cards. We have loans. All of this is what they determine as debt, and they make us responsible for that debt, which throws each and every law-abiding American into financial slavery. And that's how that came about, and that's how we get to where we're at today.
And I think we should talk about Sir Jason Winter T before they think we don't do our commercials anymore because we're just crazy folk. And I also think
Jason,
you should let them know about Emergency Management Solutions and Ted Patterson. What do you think about that?
Well, we're talking about Emergency Management Solutions right now, young lady.
I agree. And I'm trying to find the retired senator.
We are in an emergency, and I am drinking my Jason Winter's tea this morning. For me, it was a bit of a warm night, so I'm drinking it iced this morning. And believe it or not, I'm drinking iced cinnamon tea. I can't say it's my favorite, but I am enjoying it. How about you?
The truth is, I can't find out where the tea is. I found cream mushroom. I'm sitting in a pantry, okay?
I was going to say, did everybody know that you're on
the remote
today?
I found the pumpkin and the mandarin, but I don't find the Jason Winter, and what can I tell you? I'm going into withdrawal.
Okay. For those who don't know, Dr. Val's on remote today. And she's out of her element, and you forgot to take your Jason Winter's tea with you, didn't you?
Okay, because it wasn't packed in my emergency pack like I asked you to.
Oh, come on. There's your excuse.
Jeez,
it's not
in my emergency pack.
Well, when you get your emergency pack back home, unzip it, throw a box of that tea in there I gave you, and you'll be fine.
I'm still trying to get the retired senator. Keep talking.
You know, when we look at the Act of 1871, and we realize the problem, that's where everything stems from. And you fast forward today, I mentioned people are searching for things or ways to peacefully try and get the word out. I don't want to use the word protest, but they want to let authorities know how they're dissatisfied. Well, their vote didn't work in the last election. So now they are petitioning to succeed. States are petitioning to succeed. Now, a lot of people talk about, well, gee, that's only 25,000 votes. Well, you know, that's what it requires, 25,000 votes, to get a response. Now, what do petitions do? They have no legal standing of any kind. Let's make sure we're clear on that. It's just a peaceful way to say, hey, you know, all of us are dissatisfied. We want some answers here. And when you have 25,000 votes, it will get your response. At least in this case, the White House has said that they will respond to the petitions that have 25,000 legit signatures or more. Well, Texas has over 100,000 right now. And so I'm pretty sure they're going to get a response of some sort. Now, people talk about this succession, and I've been known to say, and I want to clarify this, don't jump on me when I make this statement, because I've been known to say that it's unconstitutional to secede from the United States. I want to clarify that. That is not me stating that. The Supreme Court stated that. Now, when we look at that, they also go on to say you have the right to organize a revolution.
0900 pounds.
But you do. But there is nothing in the Constitution that says a state does not have the right to succeed. In fact, if you want to go all the way back to the organic version, there were states at that time, I think Virginia, I can't remember, you might know, Randy, there were three or four states, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, when they signed, they made it clear that they reserved the right to go back to their own state government, meaning they reserved the right to secede.
That's right.
And our Declaration of Independence even allows that or suggests that we can do that. Go ahead, Randy.
Well, what's amazing is, you know, I had a conversation with the Senate Minority Leader when I was running, and my question was, and I've mentioned this before, why are we listening to what the federal government is saying when it doesn't go along with the Constitution and it doesn't go along with what the people want? And the answer that I received, stood a foot away from me, was it's because we don't have governors across this nation that have the guts, and we don't have sheriffs that have the guts to back it up. And especially in our state, which is the state of Iowa, which is Governor Branstad. He goes along with anything the federal government says to do. And, you know, he doesn't care what the people say. He doesn't hear what they cry out and say, because there must be some padding of the pockets or something going on, because why would you listen to the feds over your own people that put you there?
Well,
so
for me, this goes back to education, Randy. We have good people in power who are uneducated on what their job really, really is. Now, I know I would get a lot of arguments from them, and I'd probably get slapped around, might even get maced, might even get tasered, because they're trying to wield their authority, say, hey, look, here's the power I got. We've already experienced that with some people in this great nation. But our leaders need to understand what unalienable rights are, the inalienable rights are. They need to understand this is what the people are requesting. And they want them, they're turning to them to lead them and satisfy that for all the good of great Americans throughout this entire nation. Whether it be sheriffs, whether it be the ultimate sheriff, I consider the person that sits in the White House, the president, the ultimate sheriff, because they're the ultimate law enforcer. Not the ultimate lawmaker, they're the ultimate law enforcer. Their job is to enforce the laws that the people have asked to be governed by. But instead, what they do, they micromanage by every single little problem that comes their way. They say, well, we're either going to legislate this or an executive order is going to be written against it. So they put a Band-Aid on it, and when you get enough Band-Aids on it, you end up keeping people from breathing.
That's a really good
there's
point.
People are feeling so much restriction. They're almost like feeling like they're being coiled around with like a boa constrictor.
That's because they are tighter. They are.
And it's all due to micromanagement.
Micromanagement is those damn executive orders.
That's part of the micromanagement, Dr. Val.
Micromanagement? Let's get the buggers out. Your idea was brilliant. I don't know why I didn't think of it sooner.
Try that. You had a vote, and either the people did not wish that
to happen. The election was fixed, CW. It's not representative of what the people are doing.
I don't deny that, or I do not agree with it.
When you see that the election results are put out 2 weeks before the election and you don't know whether it's fixed or not, give me a break.
I don't have any proof of that. However,
listen to Randy.
I have the snapshot. I'll send it to you.
Really, honest to God, the elections have been fixed since the 90s at least, okay? Tom Hayden told me about this. You're not latest on the people.
Let me qualify this. The people spoke, or so we thought, but it didn't work. If the people were really heard,
they spoke and they were ignored.
Let me finish, please. If the vote of the people was really heard, we would not have people now searching for other ways and immediately going to a succession with petitions. So something is wrong somewhere, whether the votes, all the votes were counted or they were misunderstood or misplaced or tags were someplace else again, like Florida was years ago. But the people, to me it's obvious, the vote was there and it didn't work. This is what I said earlier. The vote didn't work. I didn't say the people didn't work, but the vote didn't work.
Well, it sounded like it to me.
If the vote didn't work.
I'm very touchy about this subject because I think the American people have been put down.
But I believe that to be untrue only because now the people are getting together and say, hey, we do not like the way things are going on the federal level. We can do it better in our own state. We want to succeed. And by the way,
20 of them, CW, there's 20
now. Here's something else. You do not need to petition. A state does not need to petition to secede from the United States of America. All they got to do is make the declaration, and it's done.
Do you know what Obama's threat is? His threat is that if you even sign that petition, he will revoke your citizenship and you will be banished somewhere. I'm not sure where, since we're all Americans.
Hold on. Time out. I'm not sure. I haven't seen where he has said that. I'm not saying I agree or disagree with it. What I have seen the opposition to the people who have filed for these petitions, the opposition of those people, have put their own petitions suggesting the president do exactly what you're stating. That I have seen.
Yeah, that's on the WhiteHouse.gov. Actually, I saw the thing. Did you ever find it, Randy?
I have the image, and I just need CW to give me.
I had it in the morning, okay? And then I went and opened my big mouth and said I had it, but I couldn't find it.
Here's a great beauty about this discussion right now. Each one of us are exercising our right to speech. We're not trying to be violent. We're not putting anything down. We're simply disagreeing. There's something else we want in our great nation. We want the freedom and liberty as outlined, which is our God-given inalienable rights.
Okay,
that's
so Tom Hayden, CW, back in the 90s, gave me a folder that said Rob Georgia, and it was when they started putting in the voting machines with the computer screens, and they just plain stealing elections, and Georgia was the first one they played around with, and they unseated a guy that had been in office for 25 years, and they robbed Georgia, and they haven't stopped robbing ever since. And that's the thing. I really totally believe that on the propositions and stuff, they just pour tons of money and lies into it
so you'll vote the way they want, like Monsanto won in California.
I see all kinds of problems with that statement you just made. You just talked about a scandal in voting, which I'm in agreement with. We can't have scandals. But I'm also concerned about career politicians. You know, anybody that's been in office for 25 years, they're either a career politician, which means they're always going to be taking orders from somebody. They're not
no,
there
it
really
doesn't, and sometimes
people.
Means they are.
Oh, yes,
Dennis
it does.
Kucinich. No, it doesn't. The guy was well respected, and he stood up for his state, and that's why they got rid of him, and that's what I've heard more than once. Okay, so don't always make the assumption that people who are in politics are all slime bags. They're stuck in a system that has been perpetuated for a long,
that.
Long, long time.
I did not say slime bags. I didn't say people
I
in
did.
Politics. But you're making it sound like I said that.
You never said slime bag. You're too well-mannered for that.
I'm against career politicians. We need to have
people. Well, I'm not against all career politicians. I am now. I mean, the system has to come down, CW. You were right.
And I'm not talking about people who want to be dictators, because we got people in authority who are interested in being dictators. We need people who will follow the organic country, who will fight for inalienable rights. If you're not going to get rid of Act of 1871, let them sit over there like a
country and see what happens. Fight for God. I don't mean fight for, like with Sis. I mean, look up, own God, meditate, find out what's out there for us.
What do you think we're talking about when we say inalienable rights?
Well, I don't know.
We're talking about God-given rights.
There you go. God-given rights. You hit it on the head twice. God-given rights and repeal the 1871 Act that allowed all of this. The rest of it is just our dialogue around our frustration with all of that. And, Randy, I am so glad you did not step into that thrashing machine.
No, I'm loving you guys going at it.
No, I don't mean that. I mean the Congress.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, I can't tell you November 6th when the vote came down how glad I was to not be in it. It was one of the most refreshing nights of my life, and I felt my heart ached, though, for all of my liberty-minded friends that absolutely were trampled the night of those elections, because the word and the mantra was, vote early, vote often, and that happened rampant across the country, and just about every liberty-minded friend that I had that was in the race lost. And that is, to me, impossible with the way this last year has been. Impossible.
No, it's not true. They fixed it.
It was fixed at every level. Every one of my friends that were running that had good shots at winning, even their Senate and their House races, lost. So I realized the work that I've done in the time that I resigned, which was in July, to the point of the election, I did far greater work around for the rest of this country than I did knocking on doors and having to listen to the cries of the people. I already heard the cries of the people. I didn't need to hear it again. I didn't need to hear it night after night like all of the other people that were running for office did, because no one's going to listen to those cries anyway. So now the people have to cry out at a greater level, which is what we're seeing happen. Now, the secession, I got a phone call about this by a former U.S. House member probably a month and a half, 2 months ago, asking me to lead the secession for the state of Iowa. And I didn't hop on it because of some things going on in the Republic. I didn't, stand on it. However, I have went ahead and spread the link for them. You know, I help the liberty movement in every way I can. Just sometimes for certain things, I didn't want to be out in front. I've already done that. So,
what do you do with cancer when you find it? You cut it out, and that was CW's choice at the very beginning of this program. You remove, you repeal the Act of 1871, and you do cancer surgery.
That's it?
That's what we need to do.
We can't allow this. We're losing. We're losing our nation. We're losing every freedom we have. Everything. You can't do repairs on your property without asking the government if you can do it. You can't do something to your car without asking the government if you can do it. What is this? Thou shalt not have any other gods before me. We need to cut it. It's God and us, not God and government and then us. And the Constitution somewhere below that. No, to hell with that. God, us, Constitution.
The hell is right, huh?
That's right. And then every government worker is a servant under the people. And that's it. And we got to get back to basics or we're not going to have a country left.
I have one regret for you, Randy. Okay, one regret. And that's that you were not in Wind Walker on November the 14th at 11:52 in the evening when we signed the Doctrine of Sovereign Intent. Okay, sovereign, of course, is a bad word. It means that you think you are, you know, a full human being. And now they've managed to make sovereign the word for terrorists. So we'll just say an American. When Americans got together, representatives, I think, of about 38 states. Now, mind you, they were as many different people as you could possibly imagine, all the way from truck drivers to dress designers to insurance agents, all kinds of things. There was a cross-section of humanity that was just terrific there. CW was actually there, though not in the room at the time. Retired Senator Debbie Ringchop, I'm a retired ambassador, retired Senator Diane Thomas, and Phyllis McGeehan, we were all sitting there representing California, and we thought, how are we ever going to pull this thing together because everybody's got such a different point of view? Well, what they did was is they took a committee. They picked a committee. Robert Zuluaga was brilliant. There were just a number of people that were really brilliant there, and they put together a committee that worked through the concerns of all the people. There were like about 12 of them. Okay, and so everybody's issues were brought to that committee. And what happened was we sat there in a very big warehouse, snacking on little Snickers bars because that's what there was. One bathroom for everyone in a rather cold place. It was kind of a
portable
20th
bathroom.
Century Valley Forge. Pardon?
One portable bathroom.
Okay, we sat there waiting while the committee that had started at 7 o'clock in the morning went through all of the issues. And you could hear them in the other room screaming just like CW and I were. It was terrific. And we were all out there chuckling saying, I'm so glad it's not us. Okay, the committee then comes in after they thrash through everybody's issues. And as soon as somebody would stand up in the room and go, whoa, blah, 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 we already discussed that. It took us 4 hours, and here's where we got to on that issue. So what they did is they created unification under God with the committee. So when they brought it to the room, all these different states and all these different people and all these different relations, all these incredible things were going on, and then they would bring up something else and say, yeah, we talked about that in the committee. Maybe you heard us screaming on that one. And by the end of the evening at 11:52 in the evening, we had consensus of every single person in the room. The Declaration of Sovereign Intent was actually passed unanimously. And what's going to happen, Randy, and I don't know if you know the CW, that declaration is going to be published. And you are going to know what happens when unified Americans get together and they get together something that is respectful of every single person in the room. 100% unanimous. That's how it works. And by the way, we did it under God. And we thanked God all the time, and we knew that there was a presence in there. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but somebody took some videos of that particular conference, though they weren't supposed to. Somebody did it on their cell phone. And in those videos, there were dancing little lights in the room. They looked
wow.
like little fairy lights or something like that. You know, if a room was full of fireflies, I didn't see them, but I felt the energy. And I go, this is the most touching moment of my entire life. And by the way, I'm a proud mother who loved bringing her children home from the hospital. But being, and that was my second most, was that my bringing my children home. This was the unity of very different human beings all over the United States of America that had come together. And that Declaration of Sovereign Intent will be published, and we as Americans can use that. And you can always find America Talking here with Randy Shannon, Val Kirkgaard, CW Wright, and I'm going to see if I can get retired Senator Debbie Ringchop on the show, as I tried to do so many times this morning. Our connection was just bad. So
what's great
will,
is I'm hearing the word that there are people standing in the streets praying. You said Gandhi 8 hours at a time. I'm hearing about groups of people doing that around our nation, setting the foundation. This is America.
Oh, wow, you're giving me chills.
And that is what is going on. I was just listening to a gentleman yesterday. I don't know what I was listening to, but he had called into one of the radio networks and said that a group of them did that. People are coming together. We see what's happening.
Yes, and we were the fire. We were the flame. We were the people that took the courage and came together. We are the ones that stood up. That includes you. That includes CW. That includes just so many of my friends and said, enough is enough. We need to unify, and we need to unify under a higher power, under God, whatever yours is, whether it's the Virgin Mary, if you're certain groups, whoever this is, look up. That's how you get through the fire, okay? That's how you walk through the fire. The fires of hell. Thank God I got like at least 20 people trained on fire walking, and Tony Robbins probably got hundreds of thousands of people trained. You gotta fire walk, folks. What you do is you're calm when you're walking with your feet, and you say cool moss, actually, as you're walking through the flames. And then you look up and you envision a greater purpose in your life. And as you do that, you walk through the flames, and on the other side, you are not burned. And by the way, children do it real easy, Randy.
You know, I did take two of my sons, and we did the fire walk out in Colorado
did you really?
Springs. Yeah, we did it. And what's funny is I got through it perfectly. The time my sons would have been early teens, so probably about 14 and 16, I took them through it. I'm an unconventional mom. I, like, really get my kids out there to live life and experience new things. So I did it at an early age for them in their teen years. And they said, by the way, that was, up to that point in their life, was the most incredible moment ever.
Why?
And
fire,
yeah.
Everybody thinks fire burns, and it doesn't if you know how to do it.
Yeah. My oldest son, at one moment when they flipped the coals over and it was just absolutely blazing orange, red hot, he looked down, and he was, like, dreading that. Oh, my God, I'm about to walk across this, and they just flipped him. So he did get burned for a moment, but he made it through the rest of it, and he walked through it a second time with his mind right and got through it. So,
well, you know, when you say those coals, by the way, folks, are 2,200 degrees. So he didn't really get burned. I mean, he got a little scorch probably, but here's what happens when you firewalk. I see all these little kids doing it, okay? And I go, okay, if the kids can do it, I can certainly do it. And they look for a look in your eye, or they won't let you walk, okay? So when you see this particular look in your eye, like you're looking up into vision, they'll let you walk. And I'm going across, it's about 12 feet long, and I'm about 10 feet through it, maybe 9 feet through it. And all of a sudden I go, wow, I'm the first woman to walk, right? My foot starts to burn. Why? Because I'm in my ego. I'm out of my vision, into my ego. I go, whoop, and I put it back, and I walk through. So, and then I'm done. And then later on, I see this other guy picking him up in his hands, and I go, wow. And I reach down into the coals. I pick him up in my hands. I'm holding the coals in the palm of my hand, and then I go, oh, my God, I'm holding the coals, and all of a sudden my hand starts to sizzle, and I throw the coals down. So it's about what you're thinking. It really is about what you're thinking and what you're connected to, okay? So we're giving you the opportunity to connect to whatever your divinity is here. No kidding. You connect with your divinity, you walk through the flames. That's the way it works. Any comments, Randy or CW?
No.
I would just like to mention it, you know, on the earlier discussion. We do not have to. A lot of people will look at us and say, or look at people like me, or when the statements I make, and say, wow, that's a violent person. No. Please make no mistake. There is no violence here at all. It's simply I've been across this great nation. I know what they want. And I don't think I show up and they tell me one thing and somebody else shows up, they tell them something else. I don't believe that for one bit. I believe they tell everybody they just want their inalienable rights And there's a way to, I believe there's a way to get it, and there's a wrong way to get it. For what I've seen up to this point, I believe we're all going about it the wrong way. I think we need to use the strategy that the authorities use. And I'm talking about authorities above above the authorities we recognize, but those authorities in the corporation, and they've just over the last 150 years, 40 years, have simply just dripped on us, drip, and slowly eroded many of our rights away. And this is the same strategy we should use. We should peacefully just drip back and say, no, we don't want to be dripped on that way.
Just, oh, that's good. And, I want to just think.
And but we have to also show them if there's always going to be a corporation, recognize it's a corporation, make the stockholders happy, but do it without ruining our inalienable rights.
Well, it sounds like you're talking to them, and we just need to move back in, take over our own, follow our own rules. We've got all of those rules, and one of them is that we say thank you to our sponsors. So I want to send you over to the website at wakingupinamerica.com. I want you to take a notice that over on the right-hand side, you'll see the things that we believe in. One of them is the Shift Movement that actually teaches people to be peace ambassadors. And it's a good thing. You can't have too many peace ambassadors on your block. You can click on that. Over there, you wonder where we get all this extraordinary energy at 6 a.m. in the morning on Saturdays. Hey, Protandin helps us. It actually returns your blood back to the age when you're 20. If you go down on there, you'll actually see on the website, you'll see something about coningcompany.com. It's a 5,000-year-old process to clean out the eustachian tubes, and you can even do it yourself. There's instructions there. Hop on over to wakingupinamerica.com. If you want to find a way to erase fear and all confusion in your life, check out drvalerie.com, and doctor is all spelled out, and Valerie is V-A-L-E-R-I-E. And in case I was talking way too fast for you, just go over and click on the sites because the links will take you right over. Tad Patterson has You Have the Right, and he teaches you what the laws are. And that's what it says when you have the right. It's not about doing anything other than standing up in court. And I have been in foreclosure since 2007, and I still have my home. Why? Because I know what my rights are. And I go to court and I say what my rights, you know, I say certain things that let them know that they have to treat me in a particular way. You know, there's just all kinds of little phrases that if you know those phrases, your life is different. You don't have to fight with anybody. I'm always polite to the police, honest to God. I'm always polite to them. In fact, I actually could send you a copy of the Highway Patrolman's Oath, who, if you read that oath, you think the guy was a member of the White Knights of the world. They're terrific human beings on many occasions, but they're caught in a system in which their actions are instructed and their options are limited, and they do have some options, by the way. If they really like you, they'll give you a seatbelt ticket. There's just all kinds of stuff that happens when you relate person to person rather than out of fear. So anything you can do to reduce your fear, and I started meditating, actually, I used to meditate all the time, and I kind of forgot about it. You know, I've always done my prayers like a good kid, and but the meditation actually, when you pray, actually in our culture it occurs that you're asking God to give you something, and the truth of the matter is that in the Aramaic, prayer actually means to go out and get that which is yours. That's what Jesus actually instructed us, by the way, to go out and get that which is yours. So when you pray, you're asking for what is yours. You're asking for the strength to go and take what is yours. When you meditate, you're actually creating the space for the request of the prayer to return to you. So you want to do both of them. It isn't about prayer. It's about to go out and get what is yours, to look for what is yours, to request from the universe that it sends you what is yours. But you have to accept it when it gets there. And so many times, something will show up on your door, and then you'll say, no, I don't want to do that, or it's too hard, or it's too early, or I don't feel good today, or whatever it is that we say. And it's not about whatever it is that we have to say. It's about making the space to receive what you are being given. And a very wise friend of mine told me this is not a political war. This is actually a spiritual war. And that as we own the power of ourselves, when you meditate, you can ask for your friends in the different dimensions to serve you. God didn't just design hell. We actually walked into it and agreed to the terms. So when I was at Douglas Aircraft, there was a story about God and about hell, and this man went to hell, and he was asked which of the rooms that he wanted to go into to spend the rest of eternity, and he was given a choice of one where they stretched you and poked you, another one where they burned you, and a third room in which people were in a pool of brown stuff sipping tea and coffee, Sir Jason Winter tea, I'm sure, and coffee, and enjoying themselves, and then a bell rang, and it said, down on your knees, coffee break is over. So that's pretty much how we've been living our lives, you know, working to get to the coffee breaks. So this is way more that's being offered to us now. What's being offered to us now is that we get to enjoy ourselves as full and complete human beings, that we understand that we are part of something greater. And that's what's been eroded. Well, it doesn't have to be there, okay? What we can do is move into our cores, take our strength, and just take a breath and realize that we're loved and that we have the right to love others, and that this stuff that's going on, it's just time to clean house. And Randy, I don't know, and CW, I know you've been cleaning your house. Do you have any house cleaning tips, Randy or CW? We've got probably about a minute to give a tip, maybe two. Oh, we've got 5 minutes. We've got a minute and a half each to give your house cleaning tip.
I'll throw in mine, and I'll keep it to 60 seconds if I can. I might have mentioned about a city worker. Like, we always think that all of these people have authority over us. And I had a city worker come out. They had the wrong address, and it was for dog barking. They were actually on the wrong street. I live on a terrace, and it was a different street. Long story short, I removed him from the property. He laughed at me arrogantly as if he had authority over me. Then he turned and he said, hey, I see you have two chickens over here. I asked him if he had his oath of office. First he said no, then he said yes. So I wrote the city human resources department. They informed me about 10 days later, no, it doesn't exist. So here this guy in a public official vehicle, official shirt, official hat, everything, you name it. They don't have authority of us. They don't have the right to come to our properties like we all think that they have this invisible easement. The point is, everybody live free and take the authority that you have. It's God, and he gave us the authority over everything. Take it and use it. I did, and now there's a victory. Send him a nice awful notification love letter, and we'll see if he responds back. Live free. Be free.
Yeah.
And take the authority that you have. Don't cower to these people, and don't be afraid of everything. We're Americans, and we're free.
Retire, inspire, and take your authority. And there are classes that will show you what that is. It is not about breaking the law. It's actually about learning the law, as Randy so brilliantly just put forward. When you know something, it's like you know it. They're already there. All the laws exist, don't they, CW?
They do. They do. The written form, as originally intended, is a great piece of work to live by, because it protects our inalienable rights and allows each and every one of us to live in freedom and liberty and without financial slavery. I am a bit saddened about. I got two comments real quick. I'm saddened, and I'm going to have to start changing my habits, even though I cheat a little bit, being a diabetic. My Hostess cupcakes are going to be more scarce to come by. I like the orange ones, and I like the pie. I eat like one a month every now and then, cheat on that. But kidding aside, I want everybody to take this week and give thanks to their families, to the people around them, and to God who has created this great country. So when you gather this week with your family, enjoy them, thank them, praise the higher power that has allowed us to be here, and praise that higher power that will continue to protect you if you let them, and I wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Me too. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. And so retired ambassador.
If I could interject something real quick, Val, before you go.
Yeah,
those Hostess cupcakes, I heard, are on eBay for about $150 a box now.
Oh,
I'm quick.
Oh, no.
America, you take opportunities, boy, let me tell you. And there's going to be probably the price will go higher. You're going to find out how that all works.
Item.
So we have a bunch of retired officials here looking forward to creating a future that includes you all without fear or anything of that nature, because Hands Across America, that was really fun. And if we could do Hands Across America on every day instead of just one, that would be absolutely terrific. You could actually feel the current going through. There were a couple of spots in the desert where they didn't have enough people, and they ran a cord from the hands that didn't quite make it across to where they started again. And I think that was the only break in it. There may have been two. You could literally feel the pulse because we all grabbed hands at the same time. So it's time for Hands Across America to get. And once again, happy Thanksgiving. Visit our website at wakingupinamerica.com and sign up for our newsletter. Check out the Protand and Jason Winter T while they're there. And what can I say? I think, you know, in radio you have a closing rant, but I think we've ranted this entire show, and I'm rather proud of us. This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Media, our radio partners, stoningcompany.com, Dr. James Murphy and Memoriam, drvalerie.com, and doctor is all spelled out. And we thank our producer and sponsor, C.W. Wright of Emergency Management Solutions, Sir Jason Winter T, Protan and Stardust, El Pinto, Salsa, Tad Patterson, and a big thanks to our team at Voice America, Mike Vitale, Ron Simon, and Stacey Anderson. And thanks for being a great research assistant, Ron. And members of the Republic who have retired, and for all of your years of service, we want to just say thank you. You've been terrific. I couldn't be the same without you. Retire and inspire, folks. That's the message today.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all you new, poor and through. Now your heart is open.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.